What does the word Akev mean? Parshas Akev. How do we define the word Akev? So Rashi tells us right off the bat that the word Akev comes from the word heel. The heel, the bottom of the foot. But if you take a look at Targum Onkelos, he interprets the word Akev to mean reward. Schar. And it's a very strange way to describe schar through the word Akev, through the word heel. The literal definition means heel, the heel of a foot. What does a heel have to do with schar? What does a heel have to do with reward? What's the connection between these two ideas? So Parsha Akev, in my understanding, is the Parsha of Bracha. The Parsha of Bracha, for starters, that we know that there's only one Bracha that all opinions agree is a Bracha Midaraisa. That the Torah itself tells us that we have to say a Bracha. And that's the bracha of benching, v'chalta, v'sevata, v'irachta, which appears in this week's parsha. There is a dispute whether or not birchas haTorah is a deraisa or a dirabanan, but everybody agrees that birchas hamazon, benching, is certainly a deraisa, v'chalta, v'sevata, v'irachta, of this week's parsha. Moreover, there is a halacha that one must recite 100 brachas a day, mea brachas. Many are familiar with such a halacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And this too, this concept of Me'er Brachas is found in this week's Parsha. It says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael. Now, Klal Yisrael. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Ki'im Li'yira. Just to fear Hashem. And the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis tells us that the word Ma could be interpreted to mean the word Me'a. Va'ata Yisrael. Ma or Me'a Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you, asks of us, Ma, Me'a, Me'a Brachas. So these two very important halachas, benching and Me'a Brachas, are found in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Eka. And we are all aware that there's a concept, the way the world runs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the world, that it runs through Mida Keneged Mida. There's a cause and there's effect. What you do, you get in return. Whether that's an Aveira and a corresponding punishment, or that's a mitzvah and a corresponding schar, reward. So, if you want to receive bracha, you need to give bracha. By giving brachas, one gets the bracha, one gets the schar, one gets the reward in turn. So by reciting benching, by reciting the mea brachas, we earn that schar, we earn that reward, we earn that bracha from above. So that's what the Parsha is telling us. You're going to get a schar, you're going to get a bracha by reciting these brachas. But why specifically benching? Why didn't the Torah say there's another bracha? Why specifically benching is the example used to say a bracha and to receive a bracha? And moreover, why mea brachas? Why 100 brachas? Why is that the trigger for the schar? Often in life, we begin projects. We begin a job. We start off with something, yet we fail to complete those jobs, those projects. It's easy to start with excitement, with vigor, and with energy, but it's much harder to maintain that same level of enthusiasm from the beginning to the end. The key to success is to remain steadfast, to be thorough, to be exhausted until you see that that job or that project is complete. We begin Rosh Hashanah with all sorts of goals, dreams, aspirations, but by the time the year comes to an end, many, if not all, of those fantasies have dissipated. It says in the parsha, this week's parsha, that is, May Reishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. What the pasuk is teaching us is the importance of maintaining that same level of force, that same velocity, that same momentum throughout the year. May Reishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana. This is perhaps the same idea of the Mei Brachas. The number 100 signifies the complete package, 100%, the entire unit, the whole 9 yards. When our Avodas Hashem is done from start to finish, Mei Reishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana, with constant focus on attention, then we earn the reward that's promised at the beginning of the Parsha. V'ya Ekev Tishmeun Es Meshpatim Ha'ela. You want the schar, the Ekev that the Onkelos describes? You know what the answer is? Say Me'a Brachas. Do 100%. Bereishis Hashana, Ad Achas Hashana. You want to get bracha, complete your project, complete the goal, complete your dreams and aspirations. And that the finish line is going to be incredible schar. Ekev Tishmun. If Yosef Nechamnya Kornitzer says that is precisely why the word ekev, heel, is used for the word schar. Many people perform mitzvahs, but overlook the details and the intricacies. They check the box, the yotzei zayin. But when a person steps, when a person presses, when a person tramples on something with his heel, it indicates that the job was well done. It was extensive, it was comprehensive, it was complete. It was worn out. He did such a good job, he stepped on it to the bottom. And this is how we receive reward in return. By using our heels, until we perform a mitzvah in its entirety, by doing 100% mea brachas, by doing a meracious hashana, an achas hashana, then we get the schar that's promised in the beginning of the parsha, vaya ekev tishmun. We're not too far away from Yom Kippur. Elul is just a week and a half away. The foot, the heel, and the shoe indicate the end, the bottom, the closure, the completion. The final tefillah of Yom Kippur, our last plea from the Almighty on Yom Kippur, is the tefillah of Ne'ilah. The Aron is open while we daven hard with great focus before the day ends, before the gates are locked, the gates of Shemayim, before the parochas is sealed shut. Our feet still remain shoeless until the sun sets beyond the horizon. This last tefillah is called Ne'ilah, from the word Na'alayim, shoes. The head symbolizes the beginning, the Reishis Hashanah. And the feet symbolize the end, the bottom. And it's not until we don our shoes, until we recite Ne'ilah, that our job is complete. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Aseres Me'tshuva. But the bottom, the shoe, always represents the end of something. So as for benching, this too comes at the end. It's easy to recite a bracha before we eat. When in need, it's easy to recognize the one above. We need to rely on our Kadosh Baruch Hu to provide us with food, sustenance, and water. We need Hashem. Please give us food. It's easy to say Amotzi. It's easy to say Mezonos Shehakol. We need the food. We're hungry. But when you've eaten and you're satisfied, and it's much harder to recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're full, you're stuffed, you're satisfied. You don't need Hashem anymore. It's hard to acknowledge a Kadosh Baruch Hu at that point. The bracha of benching reminds us to stick with it until the end. Just as much as we needed a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning, and we recognize that need, so too we must recognize that need at the end as well. Don't forget the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not in the beginning, nor at the end. Meireishis Hashana Ad Achas Hashana. This is true of every mitzvah, every project, every endeavor. And when we maintain the same level of interest, quality, care, desire, and consistency, we will merit an overflow, a bracha from above, v'haya ekev, Tishmiel. Have a wonderful Shabbos.